Jonah tastes of hell. Jonah chapter 2 verse number 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. The prophet is nearest to hell as anyone can get. The late creationist Henry Morris believed that Jonah went to hell. He believed that he drowned. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about. All thy billows and waves passed over me. Then Jonah, he knew that he was cast out of God's comfortable sight. He thought he was abandoned forever. Oh, what a hell of hells that would be, to have tasted of God's goodness and then be banned forever from his presence. Like Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And from thy face shall I be hid. Jonah had a taste of hell. The waters compassed him about, even to the soul. The weeds were wrapped around his head. Morris believed that he drowned and the fish took his body, but his soul and his spirit went to a holding cell. And that God brought him back from corruption. But when his soul fainted within him, he remembered the Lord. God's discipline was to bring him back and to preach to a people. That was his whole purpose for disciplining him. Dear Christian, when God disciplines you and hides his face from you, and it seems you are destined for hell, and your prayers bounce off the ceiling, and your mind cannot fathom that you were ever saved, remember the Lord in the land of the living. Turn to thy God. He will not always chide with thee, but he will give you a taste of hell, so you never want anyone to go there. In times of spiritual darkness, many things can come over the saints. And we must remember God's goodness in the land of the living. Remember how God dealt with us in former times and how good he was to us, and that he forgot our transgressions and he cleansed us of our unrighteousness. Jonah said, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Do not lie to yourself. Confess your sins and return unto the Lord. Seek him early in thy affliction, and he will bring the light back to thee. He will not suffer thee to be consumed, nor send thee to a literal hell. Though it feels like you are, and that you are already there, he will bring you back from the corruption and set your feet back on solid ground. God sent the whale of an affliction his way, but that whale vomited it up on dry land. And after you have went for the ride of your life, God will then deliver you from your affliction. See then that afflictions are designed to wake the believer up, to shake them out of spiritual slumber, to put them back on a path of obedience. So then spiritual darkness sometimes comes over the saints, so they seek more of the light. Can you not see at times that you did not seek the light of God as you should have? That you abused his graces? That you abused your privileges? That you neglected his word? That you did not pray to him like you should have when you had all of the light and the joy and the peace of the Holy Ghost? That you ignored his word? That you despised it, which means thought very little of it? That when the preacher preached the messages, you ignored them and applied them to someone else and not to you? And now God has sent a cloud of darkness over you. God has had a whale of affliction swallow you and take you to a dark place, to where even your soul feels as if it is surrounded by hell itself. Fear not, child of God. It is all for God's purpose. It is all for God's glory, so he can make you more like his dear son. Did not Jesus, for our sin, go through spiritual darkness on the cross? Did he not suffer the hell of hells on the cross for you? This will bring you into intimate fellowship with your Lord. Remember the Lord in the land of the living, and you will be delivered. Wait on the Lord. Yea, I say, wait on the Lord.